What's up, world? This is Kane. I'd like to wish everybody a happy Easter weekend and a great Good Friday. Hope everybody out there is making time to spend with their family, their friends, people that they love the most. And hope everybody understands what this holiday is about. So, moving on. I'm going to tell y'all a little bit about the past couple of days, the journey we've had. When somebody or something or a higher power of feeling calls you to do something, you do it. You can make excuses, and it's always easier to go that route than, you know, because we always travel the, you know, path of least resistance. We're humans. We're always looking for the best way to go, the, you know, quickest route, whatever. But I gotta share with y'all this. It has definitely been a journey all these years, with trying to get signed, trying to get in front of the right people. And I'm talking about with music, but once you decide, like, you know what, I'm done, I'm just gonna go ahead and just put my head down and just grind and just get it. And I don't care how much it costs, I don't care how long it takes. Honestly, I don't care who is there with me at the end. And the reason I say that is because I know the people that are going to be there with me at the end. That means not saying that I'm an ass. I'm saying that I have faith. That's where I was going with that, so that it don't get misconstrued. I know that my team has my back, and I know that my team plays a very valuable role in what I do. So that's where I was going with that. You have to have faith, you know. Just because a lot of the people, you know, aren't showing up or aren't doing things here and there, it doesn't mean that they're not, like, contributing. Like, they're gonna be there, you know. It's just everything has time, has place, and it's all gonna fall into place. So with that being said, I have left out of a relationship just recently, person that I was with. I'm not gonna go into a lot of detail on that. I just, again, when you feel this calling, when you feel like something is telling you to get up and go do what you have to go do, and you need to be alone, or you need to do this by yourself, or whatever the case may be, again, you cannot ignore that. You have to go. I believe I've been a firm believer of, you know, making myself happy first, and then everything will follow. I can't make my family happy, I can't help my kids, I can't do things like that if I'm not truly happy. So that's what I'm working on. I'm going to be trying to leave a job where I've worked so hard over the years. I mean, as long as I've worked at this music, I've been working in gas and oil down here in the South in Louisiana. So that's pretty much like what the higher paid people do. They go offshore, you know, they're away from their family, whatever. Shout out to everybody out there doing that. That shit's hard as fuck. And it plays a big role on you, it's in your family. So shout out to the families also. That shit's real. So I worked hard to get away from that, to be able to make the same type of money on land and be home every day. Now, people at work, some of them are supportive, some people aren't. You know, some people think, hey, we make this type of money, you should be happy. No, not true. You know, like, some of them like to race cars on the weekends, they like to do other things. I like music, I love music. So that's what I'm getting at, is if you're not happy, stop what you're doing right now. Write down what makes you happy, what you want to do with life, and then say, alright, now, how can I start taking steps? You don't have to do it overnight. This shit ain't, I mean, nothing happens overnight, really. I think the lottery's rigged anyway. That shit don't even happen overnight. So you look at it and you say, I'm going to take these small steps into making myself happy, doing what I love to do, and just keep pushing, you know, keep working at it. So I literally went from, like, I think y'all may have seen the Instagram or the video or whatever on that, but I literally went from, like, recording out of sheds when my house burnt, you know, just moving around, you know, trying to keep things going, to basically back into a shed, like a small shed behind my dad's house, with my equipment, recording in there, trying to get ready to fly out to Atlanta. That's where I'm at right now. So after the holiday weekend, Monday, I'm going to be going to H-Town and then trying to get out to the A. So I have some studio time booked with Willpower in his new studio. I think that's going to be dope. Was able to kind of watch along the progress, like whenever this this first competition had come out, where he was able to review my music. So that was cool. Like, he's been building and grinding and everything, so it's going to be dope to actually see that studio. And that's going to, I think, just put me into overdrive, give me more motivation to want to do something like that, like to build my own studio. That way I can, you know, basically have that at my access for the label that I'm starting. It's another thing. So during all this, I've started up a record label. The paperwork is getting finished today and sent off for 1135 Records. The reason I say that is because 1135 is my address where my house burnt, where my shed was that I recorded numerous for years, just numerous songs, tracks, features with everybody, the hottest artists that you can think of coming out to Ritter. I mean, they've all come over there and checked it out, so been a part of it. So, I mean, that's, I just felt like we need to roll with that, and it's always going to be with me. So, we got that out the way. That's going to be on there. Recording, like I said, in Atlanta, that's just another milestone, man. It's just reaching another point. It's gonna bring me happiness, so there's the value in that. Also working with Certified Platinum Producer, who actually, I'm not gonna put his business out there like that, but I did speak to him the past couple days and was able to find out that he went to school, you know, kind of close to, in the same region, I'll say, that, you know, that I went to. So I'm finding out stuff every day, man. It's crazy. So crazy. So that's dope, man. Again, plans are finish this up and keep grinding, keep trying to find ways to get in front of people. Starting a business of my own, which that's the record label. You know, you learn a lot from how to access like your funds, like personal business, how to divide all this up, which way to go with it. I know I'm rambling right now, I'm jumping everywhere, but that's pretty much how the past couple of days have been. So excuse me for that. By the way, I also got a broke foot, so I don't want to hear anything about people can't, you know, they make excuses. No, don't make excuses, man. You know, it'll be all right. So we're going to make it. Don't matter about, like I said, who's there right now or what, you know, just, you know, in your heart, it's going to work. So just keep grinding, man. Like I've been putting out there, just have faith, have faith, have faith. So I'm going to keep saying that too. I want y'all to have faith. I want this to be an inspirational video or inspirational podcast. You know, if you're an indie artist and you got questions about something, anything, man, I don't care what it is. It could sound like a stupid question to you, and you may be ashamed or not want to ask it, but if it's a question, it's a question. You know, I was always taught in school and taught by my parents, man, or my dad. He basically told me, like, you know, that's the dumbest thing you ever do is not to ask it. So no question is dumb or stupid, man. Just get it out there, get your answer, and make sure it's the right one, and roll on. So like I said, hit me up. You can go to my Facebook music page, hit me up on there, or Instagram, anywhere, any one of my handles. I'm pretty responsive on all of them, I like to think. So if you can get at me on any of those and you got a question or a problem with like music, how to record something, or what software, or just you know, like one kid was freestyling and he had something titled a certain way, I just, you know, my advice was maybe sit down and write your stuff down, you know, maybe title something a different way, to be more positive. So like I said, if y'all need any help with that, that's going to be something new whenever the label gets rolling, whenever we have the website rolling, everything. It'll be called Indie Armor. You can direct message me there, so look out for that. I'm probably going to end up doing a whole nother podcast just strictly on the Indie Armor, just to, you know, give people a better idea of what that is. And shit, I might even have a couple people that's actually wrote in, you know, if they don't mind. I'll check with them first and I'll put it on here and I'll just read off some of the stuff that they had questions about to give you a better idea of, you know, what kind of service that I'm trying to give out there. So that's it in a nutshell, man. I'll be back in a couple days. I'm going to drop another one here for y'all. I might do a couple on the plane or definitely in the airports. That's an exciting time. So stay tuned. Stay up. God bless y'all, man. Have a good one. And Happy Easter. Great Friday.